bounce off that wheelie into your head. Bounce off that, bounce off that.
Guys,
12 wheels,
one vision. Bounce Effect with DJ Choppers. Welcome back to Meltdown with me, DJ Choppers. On episode 203, back from last week, because I couldn't bring a show to you last week, which I was gutted about, but I had a really bad episode of pain levels at Antarctica. And yeah, it was preventing me doing anything, so there was no point in me trying to record because it just wouldn't have sounded very good. And there wouldn't have been the best company, really, but I'm back this week. And the show I was going to do last week was Instrument Volume 3, where I focus on every aspect of a band, from the vocalist to the guitarist to the bass to the drums. And then I've got a bit of saxophone as well. And then a great song to play out, which is probably the highlight of a generation. This is what I was meant to be doing last week. But now I'm about 90% fit, so yeah, I'm more in my chirpy self, so yeah, hopefully I'll be in chirpy spirit today and they can bring a good show. Then this is my bread and butter right out, this type of show, because I love music and I love sharing the passion for this music as well, so. Yeah, and on the previous two installments of Instruments, I started with vocals. Then I went to guitar, and then the bass, and then the drums. Then saxophone at the end. So we're going to start with three vocalists. Then we're going to have three guitarists, three bass, three drums, etc. So it's a more condensed instrument show, but I think it's actually better to listen to with it being short, so hopefully you enjoy it. And yeah, if you had any ideas on like members of bands that you think should be featured, just let me know. I'll play them on the next installment. So the first three, we're going to start with the vocalist. So first thing, I'm going to go with Brandon Flowers, the lead singer of The Killers. Then their song, All These Things That I Have Done. Then I love the lyrics, and I think this song really sums up his vocal talents. Now, I could play Mr. Brightside, I could have played All Sorts of their songs, but this one isn't played a lot, so. Now, I think this is actually the best example of his vocals. And then after that, I'm going to play Chester Bennington, which is the original lead singer of Linkin Park, who sadly took his own life a few years ago. And you would never thought that Linkin Park would ever get back together or carry on without him, because his vocals are so unique and he's such a talented guy. It's very sad that he died, but he left behind some amazing songs. So I'm going to have to play What I've Done by Linkin Park, which was actually on a Transformers film. And the way he can sing and scream and rap is next level, so. Yeah, he's got to be in there. And then Linkin Park have just reformed with new lead vocalist Emily Armstrong, and We all thought, no way could you replace Chester Bennington. But the song I'm going to play, you'll actually see that the song's about that they're not replaced anyone and they only want to be part of something. So it's a very heartfelt song, and again, Emily can scream, sing and rap just like as good as Chester, but like they said, we're not replacing him. We want to carry on doing music, and Chester would want them to carry on doing music. So I'm going to play Linkin Park's new track, The Emptiness Machine, which features heavily on the vocals and Mike Shinoda. Yeah, I will actually feature on another instruments podcast. Because Mike Shinoda, these lyrics and rap is next level as well, so. Then this Emptiness Machine has it all, it has Emily's vocals and it has Mike Shinoda's unique style as well. So yeah, enjoy these three tracks. All These Things I've Done by The Killers, What I've Done by Linkin Park, and also The Emptiness Machine by Linkin Park. Enjoy these three, get your air guitars out and get singing to these.
Yeah. blades are sharpened with precision, flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance, just like you always do, just like you always do. Already pulling me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
Let you cut me open just to watch me bleed.
Oh yeah,
that was my trail of screaming. Right, yeah, and well, my throat is a bit sore this week, so maybe that's not trying to hit them notes. Yeah, that's two really good tracks. Three really good tracks, should I say? Yeah, really good. So what a way to start the show with them three bangers. And now we're going to go, we've featured all the vocalists for today. And now we're going to go into guitar. So the first one I've gone for is Scott out of the Lathams. And with the Lathams, you can pick out so many influences and inspirations in their music, that you really get a feel for how much that they adore music because of their dense attention to detail in banded perfection in many aspects of songs. And I think this song that I'm going to play, it really shows off the guitarist Scott's ability at the top of his game. And you can hear Van Halen's influence in his playing style. And it's what I really love about Scott playing the guitar. Really cool. So I'm going to play No Direction by the Lathams, which is one of their latest single, which I've played before, but yeah, just really focus on the guitar though, it's epic. And then the next guitarist is Bonehead. And as much as Oasis is all about Liam and Noel Gallagher's vocals, than lyrics. It wouldn't be the same without Bonehead's guitar riffs and the instrumentals, which for me is just as important as the vocals and lyrics. Because without Bonehead's guitar, Oasis are just another generic indie band. But then with that, with Oasis, it could be said that that every aspect is equally as important. But a song that really, really epitomises Bonehead's guitar style is Columbia by Oasis, which I'm really hoping they're going to play live when I see him next year. Again, just focus on the guitar, it's so good and unbelievably good. And then the third guitar it's going to focus on is Slash out of Guns N' Roses. Then again, like Oasis, as much as GNR are about Axl Rose's vocals, they wouldn't be Guns N' Roses without Slash on guitar. Because at the end of the day, Slash's guitar is the first sound that you hear when you play a Guns N' Roses song. Then a song that sums it up is Paradise City by Guns N' Roses. And it also sums up Axl Rose's vocals as well. But yeah, focus on the guitar, it is so good, and it really sums up Guns N' Roses to a T. So yeah, enjoy these three tracks, The Ladders with No Direction, Columbia by Oasis, and the late great fantastic music of Guns N' Roses with Paradise City. Enjoy these three belters. I can't forgive. Take me now to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Please take me home. Oh, yeah, great tune, that. I love that. Absolutely love that one. And the other two songs as well. The show started with a proper bang here. Three great vocalists, three great guitarists, and that's... Let's carry on as we need to go on with the bassist. So the third bassist I'm going to feature is Paul McCartney. And it's hard to think of Paul McCartney as being underrated in any category. Not for all the praise he has earned as a singer, songwriter, and life performer, it's quite possible he hasn't got enough for his low-key, low-end verve. He first took up the bass as a matter of necessity. After Stu Sutcliffe quit the Beatles in Hamburg in 61. And there's a theory that maliciously worked Stu out of the group in order to get the prize chair of bass. Paul McCartney's old biographer, Barry Miles. To get it, nobody wants to play bass, or nobody did in the 60s. And he switched out his Hofner for a Rickenbacker, which, for those who don't know, is a bass guitar. And McCartney's bass could be called steady. It'd be a cool steady support, as on Lucy in the Sky, with Diamonds and Dear Prudence, or colourful lead character in its own right. See Paperback Writer, Rain, and A Day in the Life, all songs where he's playing conveys the yearning for a freer, more exciting life. Behind everyday lyrics, his playful melodic style. In that era, owed much to Motown's James Jamerson, whom he often credited as his biggest influence on the instrument. After 1970, McCartney kept up with the times, grooving regally into the disco era with Silly Love Songs, then Goodnight Tonight, and while his interest in the four string has waned and waxed over the years, he's never stopped inspiring generations of bassists coming through to see the expressive potential of a thumping great bass line. And this is shown no up none other than in The Beatles Come Together, where it's just the easy recognisable dum 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 dum, but yeah, you know it straight away. It's a very recognisable bass line, and it's one of my favourite Beatles songs, so they had to be played. And then the next bassist to feature is Lemmy out of Motorhead. Then Motorhead's most iconic song, Ace of Spades, opens with Lemmy Kilmister playing a top dancing lead bass line before falling into a melody that sounds like his Rickenbacker. He's headed straight to hell as he sings about feeling born to lose, both in his poetry and his bass playing. Kilmister aesthetic was almost all about reckless abandon. Prior to Motorhead, he was a rhythm guitar player who switched to bass to play with Space Rockers' Hawkwind. And bass is just like playing the guitar without the top two strings. Kilmister once said, "I just made chords out of what strings that I had left. It's unorthodox, but it worked for us. After his redirection for Uppers got him boosted from that band, he developed his own gritty style. Ronnie was an influence on me, the way he used to distort the music that was different, new, and exciting. Metallica's late bassist Cliff Burton once said, "Kilmister's approach perfectly matched his sandpapery voice and underdog wit, and it made him unique, a distinction he was proud of. I think I feel like nobody else does," he once said. "I always wanted to be John Entwistle, but since that place was taken, I became a lesser version." And then the final bassist to feature is Sting, with Out of the Police, and they're going to play Roxanne. And Sting has received as much attention for his songwriting skills and singing chops over the years, but that his technique as a bassist sometimes gets overlooked. The former Police frontman learned to simultaneously sing and play by listening to records at 78 rpm, so he could hear the bass part more clearly. I had been a guitar player working in clubs, and then someone lent me a homemade bass, and I fell in love with it. The dimension, the aesthetic, and I realised I could play bass and also sing, he told Bass Player magazine. I learned how to play Paul McCartney's parts on Beatles songs and sing them at the same time with the Police. He contributed rubbing melodic lines that cemented the band's iconic blend of new wave and reggae. You can hear his bass prominently on Every Breath You Take, on Roxanne, which I'm going to play, where he supports Andy Summers' guitar riffs without overpowering. Then he has continued to expand his creative horizons, as on God's Time 876, his 2018 album, with Shaggy, where his tasteful dubby performances anchor the song's relaxed grooves. There's also a golden ray of sunshine coming down from the heavens through the roof of the building, through the ceiling, and landing on his bass player. Bass drummer Stuart Copeland said of the first time he saw Sting on stage in 1976. And as a drummer in a band in those days, I didn't even notice his singing. So I'm going to play Come Together by the Beatles, Ace of Spades by Motörhead, and Roxanne by the Police. And then I'll be back with the drummer, so enjoy these three tracks. And focus on the bass lines.
Yeah. over me.
And that was the great sounds of the Police there with Roxanne. And Sting on the bass. Yeah, really good one that. And they've actually got quite a lot of big artists in the Northeast. Yeah, Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits and these as well, so yeah. So yeah, there's been quite a lot of music that's come out of Newcastle. Well, the Northeast as well, not just Newcastle. Yeah, so now it's 3/4 of the show done, so we've got the drums and then a saxophone at the end, so the three drummers that I'm going to be featuring today are Dave Grohl, which is Foo Fighters now lead guitarist and lead vocalist, but back in the day in the 90s he was the drummer to Nirvana. Now I'm going to play About a Girl by Nirvana, which I think is off their second album, if I remember correctly. And Nirvana are arguably the band of a generation. A very important band that really brought grunge into the forefront of music and the modern in the 90s. And Nirvana About a Girl is a great tune to start the drums. Then the next drummer I'm going to feature is Lars Ulrich, who is Metallica's drummer. And I've got to have heavy metal drummers in here because they're like a piece. They're amazing. And all heavy metal drummers play up to over and above 300 BPM, which I think is amazing. Like I said, Metallica's drummer was an automatic selection. For me, this song is a prime example of Lars Ulrich's talent. From the good old Pots and Pans, I'm going to play Moth Into Flame by Metallica. Which, really tune for there. It really sums up the drums. And then the last one is going to be a female drummer, which is one of the best in it at in Airfield. It's Cindy Blackman. There was Lenny Kravitz's drummer. Forget about gender. Cindy Blackman's imagination and dazzling technical gifts. And so not only that, she heads this list of my list of best female drummers, but stands as one of the finest drummers working today. She was a large part of the reason Lenny Kravitz's live band was killer. But really blossomed in her jazz work, where she's played alongside a roll call of master improvisers, including Pharoah Sanders and Rod Carter. So I'm gonna play Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz. Great tune, just listen to the drums and enjoy it. And then I'll be back with a saxophonist, And then I'll be back to tell you what we've got coming up, say goodbye and all that, and then got one song at the end. Now here is Nirvana with About a Girl, followed by Nothing to Blame by Metallica. And Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go my way? Oh yeah, wait, great tune to finish off the show. Well, not finish off the show, I've got another song yet, but to finish off the drum section. Yeah, I really want a really great tune that, and great drums as well, brilliant. Yeah, but I've finished with two of my favourites with bass and drums. Yeah, my two favourite instruments out of the whole band, so yeah, there you go. Now we have got one last to play, and it's a saxophonist, and it is actually Bruce Springsteen's saxophonist. Now, originally back in the 60s and 70s was Clarence Clemons, then and now it's his nephew Jake Clemons, and they were both members of the the Boss's E Street Band. Then I'm going to play a song off Prince's Live Set 75 to 85 album, Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. Then the saxophone, So Good, and when he's live as well. I like to see him in July, it's so good, like, everyone was going mad for the brass instruments, but especially this guy. The Clarence Clemens to be amazing, and Mary's nephew. Yeah, they definitely keep it in the family, which is good to see. And it's a great way to end the show, I think. So, without further ado, I'll get this on for you, and I'll be back with you to tell you what we've got coming up. Say goodbye and then play you out with one song at the end. So here is The Boss with Born to Run.
In the day we sweat out on the streets of runaway Mercury. At night we ride through mansions of glory. Suicide machines sprung from cages on highway. Now cold wheel through the jetted, stepping out over the line. Whoa, baby, the sound rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap, it's a suicide rap. You gotta get up while we're young, cause tramps like us, everywhere we're born, we run. Friend, I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs round these velvet rings. Strap your hands, cross my hands. Just together we could break this trap. Run to a drop, baby, we'll never go back.
Oh yeah, maybe I was born to run. Oh yeah, what a tune that is. Yeah, that I love that saxophonist. Yeah, I could listen to saxophones all day, I think. I mean, well got that. Yeah, so that is the end of the show, I'm afraid, but I hope you enjoyed it. We had vocals from the likes of Brandon Flowers, Justin Rennington guitar from the likes of Bonehead and Slash. We had bass guitarist Paul McCartney, Lemmy and Sting. Then we ran drummers Dave Grohl, Cindy Blackman, and then we just had the saxophonist Jake Clemens. All of those guys at the top of their game right there, that was brilliant. Brilliant show, I hope you enjoyed it and you've had a lot of information there. Like you got taken. But the question is, will you remember it all? Yeah, because all this information for free, there you go. Not any, you need any help in the quizzes, hopefully that'll help. And yeah, so, yeah, all that's left to say now is this has been About to Men production on RSS, SoundCloud, Deezer, and Apple Podcasts. On your smartphone, on your smart speaker, ready for you to listen anytime, anywhere. And I've been DJ Choppers, I'm now signing off. And just before I go, I'll just tell you what shows we've got coming up. We have this one this week, we've got Urban Jams next week. We've got In Session with a band called The True Strays. The DJ Choppers Show. The Country Hoedown Hit List. And the Indie Rock Hit List before we turn year 5. Which brings us nicely to the party on the 26th of October. As we celebrate the podcast turning 5, which is huge for me. It's a massive achievement, that, but yeah. And yeah, we have got one song to play us out. But first, if we don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window. Then the last song is Zombie by the Cranberries. And yeah, brilliant song. It means a lot. Got a massive story. And yeah, probably one of the biggest songs of a generation. And yeah, hope you enjoy that one. And then take care. Thanks for listening. And I'll be back with you next week with the Urban Jams Hit List. Take care, guys. And I'm starting a new catchphrase. On to the next one. Caca!
Good deal.
Bounce FM, where you can hang all your problems on a peg at the door.
Bounce FM, really, it's your head.
Bounce FM.